All right. No. Nice to have you back. Bobby Nightingale, Jr. Bobby, how are you? Cincinnati Inquirer. Tell me why we must respect the Reds.
I think it starts with their pitching. Their 1-2-3 punch, Trevor Bauer, Luis Castillo, and Sonny Gray. They've all been great the last 2 weeks. I think that's the one thing that gives every team, opposing team, some concern.
Well, hey, Bob. I will go ahead, but Bill, I was just going to say this. You've gotten my attention with that pitching, but 2 weeks ago, I wouldn't have given you 5 cents for it.
Absolutely. I mean, they were 6 games under .500 only 2 weeks ago, fourth worst record in the National League. I mean, it's been unbelievable how fast they turned their season around.
Hey, Bob, Bill Lasky joining Marty and yourself today. 1956, the Cy Young winner, first became a Cy Young winner. The Reds haven't had one yet. Are we going to see one today, this year, with Trevor Bauer?
Yeah, I think we will. I mean, Jacob deGrom threw today, and he had an okay outing, but he probably needed to do something spectacular to wrestle it away from Bauer. I mean, just his last start, he pitched on short rest. He threw 8 innings and gave up 1 run. I mean, with the season on the line and the game they had to win to make the playoffs. So, I mean, he's been the guy that's carried them all season, the guy who hasn't had really a down start. So, you know, it's fitting that he's the first one in team history if he does win it.
You know, Bobby Nightingale Jr. with the Cincinnati Inquirer. You know, you look at the pitching, and I know you say the names, and believe me, I respect what you say, and you go deep into a playoff, you need arms like that. But on the offensive side, this is a team that struggled a lot, and even 37-year-old Joey Votto seems to be revitalized. Take me through the offense a little bit. Who's turned this thing around?
Yeah, I mean, that's been the biggest mystery. I mean, I think they're going to become the second team ever to finish with the league's worst batting average and make the playoffs, which just tells you, I mean, they rely a ton on home runs. Mike Moustakas has heated up in the last week, really hit some big homers for them. Eugenio Suarez hit 49 homers last year, and he was off, I think he was hitting like 160 30 games into the season. He turned his season around, and he's been looking more like himself the past couple weeks. And as you mentioned, Joey Votto, he got benched actually for 3 games last month, probably the first time in his career he's ever been benched for performance-related reasons. And since then, I mean, he's been a different hitter. He made some adjustments. He's selling out for power more than probably ever has in his career. But the power's still there, which has been a good thing for the Reds.
You know, I look on the defensive side, Bob, and you got Moustakas and Galvis up the middle. Two veteran players, two veteran infielders, and very good players. How do you think these two guys are going to work as you move through the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, Freddy Galvis got benched for a couple, like maybe a week, 2 weeks, pretty recently, as they gave a rookie, Jose Garcia, a look. And it was one of those things where Galvis, his offense just mattered so much more than Garcia, the rookie, could offer. So I think that'll be your primary duo up the middle. Moustakas has played a better second base than I thought he would. Obviously, he's played third base his whole career, but he's made a good adjustment to second base. And as long as those guys hit, I mean, neither are going to win a gold glove, neither are going to be your top defenders and win you a ton of games that way. But if those guys can hit and Galvis has shown some power, he homered yesterday, you can win games that way.
So who's the MVP of this team? If you had to pick out that one guy and say, okay, that's the guy, who is it?
I mean, offensively, I don't think there is one. I think Trevor Bauer is the overall team MVP. He's by far carried them when they needed a pitcher to win them games. But offensively, there just hasn't been a standout. Maybe you look at Jesse Winker, who he was hot for an entire month. I think his on-base percentage was like .430 for a 30-game stretch. But he was really bad before that, and he's been bad since he cooled off. So there really isn't a guy that carried the offense. It's been one guy's hot for 2 weeks, and then someone else gets hot, and then the guy that was hot cools down.
You know, Bob, sticking with Trevor Bauer a little bit, six-plus innings with one earned run or less, lowest opponent batting average, .159, 100 Ks in 73 innings. How can this guy not be the Cy Young winner?
Yeah, and I mean, you know how brash he is, and he said it after his last start. He said, I don't see how you can see it any other way that he's not the Cy Young. So he's confident that he's going to win it. Obviously, it's out of his control, but he's done everything he can in his power. Pitched deep into games, really gave them innings when they needed them. Pitched well in big situations. You know, it's funny because he's only given up, I think, 13 or 14 earned runs. the season and 9 are on homers. So it's like if he doesn't give up a homer, and most of them are solo homers that he's giving up, you're not going to score against him.
Well, Bob, why doesn't he want to sign a multi-year contract? He says he just wants one-year contracts. Is there a reason for that?
I think it's just boosting his earnings potential. I mean, he's confident he won't get hurt. And I asked him about it in spring training when we were still allowed to go in the clubhouses. And I go, you know, a one-year contract's a pretty big risk. And he goes, I know, but if you look at it the other way, I mean, I'm confident in myself. I set it up where every year I get to play on a contender. Every year I get to make sure I'm happy and in a situation I want to be. I think for him, it's just controlling where he wants to be most. And if teams are going to look at it as you don't have to shell out a ton of risk on a one-year deal, so he should get a lot more money in 1 year than he should in a 6 or 7 year deal.
Well, he is a little different. I'll give him that. He's a little different, and that's part of his reasoning. What I was going to say before was Yu Darvish could give him a run for his money for Cy Young, don't you think, Bobby?
Yeah, I think him, DeGrom, and Darvish, I mean, those three were kind of neck and neck the entire season. What really helped Bauer was actually him and Darvish pitched against each other, I want to say 2 weeks ago or so. And Bauer really, he outdueled Darvish in that game. I think the Reds won 3-0. And that's kind of where Bauer just went into that extra gear that he had, and he's dominated ever since. And Darvish, not that he struggled, but he hasn't been at that level that he was at the beginning of the month. If the season ended at the beginning of September, I think Darvish would have won. Mm.
Bobby, how's David Bell doing? Is he putting all this stuff in order now as you get into the tournament or you get into the playoffs? Is he pretty much now lined up what he wants to do in the field as well as in the pitching staff?
Yeah, I mean, you've really seen him grow this year. I mean, he's been even keel the whole time. And for a team that was really underperforming, like I mentioned, they had the fourth worst record only 2 weeks ago. You know, the whole time you never saw him get upset. He was the definition of cool, calm, and collected the entire way. And I think the team fed off that. You know, there was not really a panic. There was definitely frustration and disappointment that they felt like they had the potential to go on the run that they did, and they hadn't done it yet. But you could really see the way he put it together and kept the team. He was kind of the guiding force behind everything to keep the team calm. And since they clinched yesterday, they got to line up the playoff rotation. So they'll have Bauer game one, Luis Castillo game two, and Sonny Gray game three, if there is a game three. So that worked out in their advantage too, because otherwise Bauer would have pitched tomorrow on short rest.
So where are they going to be? Where are they seated?
Right now they're the top wild card, so they'd end up in Atlanta. And they'll stay there if they can't do any worse if the Giants lose or if they win another game because they have the tiebreaker on the Giants. But they could get second place in the National League Central if the Cardinals lose another game. And that would change where they go, maybe to Chicago, or even best case scenario for them would be going to San Diego, and that'd put them in the 5 seed.
Wow. Okay.
Hey, so Bob, do you think
they still
this
have
bullpen?
To play for.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, they still have something to play for, right, Bill?
I would think so, but I just wanted to ask Bob one thing. This bullpen, do you think the short men and all the setup men, do you think this bullpen is top of the line right now to compete all the way to the World Series?
I think it's a lot better than it was maybe a month ago. I mean, they really performed in the last 2 weeks during this winning streak. They're not giving up runs, but they have a ton of strikeout guys. I mean, that's kind of what their calling card is. They led the majors in strikeouts last year. They lead the majors in strikeouts again this year. The bullpen has some nasty guys. Their closer, Raisel Iglesias, has given up one hit since like September 6th or something like that. So those guys are really rolling in the back end of the bullpen. A lot of guys haven't played in the playoffs before, and I think that's probably the biggest concern. But they performed so far in September.
Well, they don't hit. They pitch great, and we'll see what kind of a playoff we have here. You know, every playoff has a different theme. The one last name I want to throw at you, and he's been, I think, terrific, is Michael Lorenzen. You know, this is an outfielder, a pitcher. Every time they need him, this guy seems to come through. And he's got one of the largest right arms I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, he looks like a bodybuilder. I mean, absolutely. He started off the season poorly, and there was a lot of questions about, you know, where he was going to go, what he needed to do to improve. And to his credit, he's been unbelievable for the last month. When Sonny Gray got hurt, he had a back strain and was on the injured list for 2 weeks. Lorenzen moved into the starting rotation, and it's crazy to think. I mean, he started the season as their primary setup guy, their eighth inning guy, and then he ends up in the rotation. He gave up, I think, 2 runs in 9 innings as a starter. So he's one of those guys that can do everything. I mean, if you want a long outing, a short outing, he's the easier guy you call upon. As you mentioned, he might be their best defensive center fielder, honestly, on the roster, and probably the fastest guy on the team, too.
Well, pleasure having you on. This is going to be interesting. They don't hit a lot. They've got great starting pitching. They've got an interesting bullpen. So the Reds, yeah, I respect the Reds. Tell them I want a T-shirt. I respect the Reds. It's okay.
One of those things, if they score 4 runs, they're happy. That's all they need.
Yeah,
thanks,
Giants,
Bobby.
Too, believe me. Bobby, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, very good. Good report. Cincinnati Inquirer, Bobby Nightingale.